Congratulations, nursing class of 2017. Today we gather to celebrate your accomplishment of becoming a nurse. Earning a nursing degree and becoming a nurse requires much commitment and hard work. It's an achievement worthy of great honor. Let's reflect on the events that got you here today. In October 2014, you submitted your application to the Cuesta College Associate Degree Registered Nursing Program, you and 210 other applicants. On February 13, 2015, you received official notice that you were selected to enter the Cuesta College RN program. You were a very bright group, coming in with an average prerequisite science GPA of 3.64 in microbiology, physiology, and anatomy. Three of you were LVNs who were given educational and work experience credit to enter the program in the second semester. On June 1st, 2015, you attended the mandatory incoming student orientation where you learned how to prepare for the full-time, rigorous, and demanding nursing program. On August 15th, 2015, you entered day one. Over the past 2 years, you remained positive, focused, dedicated, and determined to become the best RNs possible. And that brings us to today. Friday, May 19th, 2017, the day we gather for your pinning ceremony. Each of you have grown intellectually, professionally, personally, along the way. You have completed the 470 theory hours in the classroom and the 1,053 clinical hours to qualify you to sit for the national licensing exam to become employed as an RN. You have been educated in the art and science of nursing, and along the way, have learned how precious and unpredictable life can be. You have earned the trust and been given the approval to be a nurse by myself and the very qualified nursing faculty behind me. As an RN, you will touch the lives of every patient you encounter, even during moments when you are unaware. Do this with the knowledge and respect it commands. Practice with compassion, promote wellness, demonstrate honesty and integrity in all that you do. We welcome you, our community, family, and friends, to one of the most incredible milestones in each of these soon-to-be RNs' lives. They have earned individual grades in the nursing program, but they have not done it alone. Everyone in this room has helped them. We would like to take a moment to thank each one of you. Without all of you, we would not be graduating these 41 bright, caring, motivated, and talented nursing students. Will the spouses, boyfriends, and significant others in the audience please stand? We thank you for giving us your loved one for the duration of nursing school. They are eager to spend special time with you and get to know you once again. Will the parents, grandparents, please stand? We thank you and want you to know that your children and grandchildren appreciate all the love and support you have given them, be it financial, a shoulder to cry on, or someone to say we love you and we are very proud of everything you are doing. Will the children of these graduates please stand? Your moms and dads are back. They're back to hug you, read books, and walk with you, and this time without the guilt that they should be studying for a test or a quiz. Will the aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, and neighbors please stand? Your relatives and friends are back. They are eager to have backyard conversations with you again. However, please be warned that the sense of humor changes after one goes through 2 years of nursing school. Will the administration and management from our hospitals and healthcare agencies please stand? Our nursing program receives incredible support from you. We thank you for the clinical opportunities, equipments, and supplies you consistently provide. We would not be the strong program we are today without you. Will the nurses who have worked with our nursing students please stand? And actually, I want all nurses to stand, not just the ones that are local that maybe have worked with our students. Every nurse here. You are the nurses who role modeled high standards and clinical reasoning for our students. You guided and nurtured them through patient care scenarios, allowing them to become independent and competent. You save lives every day. You make a difference every day. Our students' goal is to become a nurse just like you. There are many other people we need to recognize and thank for helping to get these nursing students here today. Claudia Faraday, our nursing program specialist, who is my right hand and the backbone of our nursing office, along with Kathy Babb, Sarah Twizzleman, Brita Blue, and Cassandra Van Zee. Thank them all. Kelly Bartell, your clinical coordinator, who worked behind the scenes to make sure that each one of you met the clinical requirements to be badged and allowed into the hospital facilities every week. Adrian Smith, our admissions analyst, who processed your application and is helping me to submit your nursing transcripts to the Board of Registered Nursing very soon. Gina Vrend, our nursing counselor, who advised the majority of you as you navigated your prerequisites and nursing courses. I am now honored to introduce and welcome our Dean of Academic Affairs, Dr. Jason Curtis, to the podium.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to celebrate this exciting moment in the lives of this year's nursing program graduates. In particular, before I begin my remarks, I'd like to thank my colleagues from the Cuesta College administration over in the green seats over there who have joined us for this morning's ceremony. I'll ask them each to stand and please hold your applause until I've had the chance to recognize all of the guests. Dr. Gil Stork, the superintendent and president of Cuesta College. Dr. John Cascamo, Dean of Workforce and Economic Development. Madeline Medeiros, the Dean of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences. Dr. Maria Escobedo, Dean of North County Campuses and South County Centers. And Catherine Reedstra, the Dean of Student Services. Thank you all. Most importantly, like Marcia, I also want to take a moment to recognize the family and friends of the graduates for all the support they've provided to these students over the past 2 years. So nurses are a critical part of any healthcare team. We might easily argue they're the centerpiece of that team. This morning, I want to say a few words about the team that makes this outstanding program possible, beginning with some of the valuable players outside the Cuesta organization. The nursing program depends heavily on our clinical partners in the community who contribute resources in the form of funding, space, time, and talent. So thank you to all of the administrators and nurses at our local hospitals for giving these students the chance to hone their skills under your expert guidance. Every year, this team, with whom I'm fortunate to share the platform today, produces highly skilled and qualified graduates in accordance with our program goals. In particular, I'd like to recognize the excellent work done by our director, Marcia Scott, who continues to oversee this program with grace and passion while juggling a number of additional tasks for other programs in nursing and allied health. I'd also like to express my appreciation for the work that Toni Torrey has done in her first year as the division chair. And finally, I just need to recognize the countless hours that this entire group of faculty up here on the platform, whether they be newly hired, fully tenured, or part-time clinical instructors, has spent over the past year refining the curriculum and developing skills practice and simulation exercises that have brought these students to this point in their careers. It truly is a pleasure to work with this respected and accomplished group. But the most important members of the team that makes this program a success are seated in the chairs in front of me. We know that just getting into our program requires huge amounts of hard work and dedication, and each of these students was already a success when they entered the program. However, over the past 2 years, they have redoubled their efforts, have supported and encouraged one another, and worked with the rest of the team to produce as fine a group of nursing graduates as will be produced anywhere in the state this year. They sit here before us, ready to take the next steps in their nursing careers, and we're so excited to see what they do next. Now, sometimes you're part of a team for whom things are going so well that you dare not mention the run that you're on. You keep your head down and you keep working hard and continue to dream that the run can continue. That's essentially the place where we find ourselves today. This team, our team, is on an unprecedented run of success with respect to our pass rates on the NCLEX, the national boards that these students must complete over the next few months as part of their licensure. I would say more, but I don't dare jinx it. And that leads me to my final message for these graduates. Go forward with a quiet confidence that you're the products of a strong program that has had fantastic outcomes for years. You have all the tools and knowledge needed to pass the NCLEX, and when you start your first position as a registered nurse, there will be even more to learn in those first few months on the floor. But you have the preparation and ability. Be open to the possibility of further education, whether through our new partnership with CSU Monterey Bay that allows our graduates to earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing locally within 1 year, or another program that fits your individual needs. And we hope that somewhere down the line, some of you will come back to Cuesta as clinical instructors, full-time faculty, or maybe even director. We are proud to have you as graduates of the Cuesta Nursing Program, and we are confident that you will excel as nurses in our community.
RRN program is graduating its 48th class of nurses this year and has earned a solid reputation as one of the best nursing programs in the state and nation. As Dr. Curtis alluded to, our graduates have passed their RN licensing exam with a stellar 100% first-time test-taking pass rate for the past 3 years. Our graduates consistently receive evaluations of excellence from our healthcare agencies who employ them. We would not be this strong without the support of our college administration, nursing faculty, prerequisite faculty, division and college staff, and everyone else in this room today. With that said, I'm going to have the faculty behind me stand. These faculty have been dedicated to help you become extraordinary nurses that care and think through every patient care situation that comes your way. They are proud of you. I know you will have days when you think of them and thank them for the education they have given you. Of note, we have an empty chair amongst our faculty. Karen Randolph, our beloved clinical nurse faculty, and friend, left us in fall. She taught these students, touched their hearts. And will live forever in the nurses that they become. I wasn't going to lose it. At this time, I would like to introduce our faculty speaker, Linda Harris. Linda has been a nurse for 44 years and a pillar of the Cuesta College nursing program for 19 years. She teaches both in the first and second year of the program and is an inspiration of organization, time management, prioritization, and high standards for our students.
Good morning. I am very honored to have been selected to speak to you, nursing class of 2017, representing the nursing faculty here at Cuesta College. Thank you. I remember well your first day of your nursing school experience some 2 years ago. You were eager to learn, but a bit nervous. From that nervous beginning to today, I, along with the other nursing faculty, began a subtle but profound process of embedding ourselves in you. What do I mean by this? To embed is to cause to be an integral part of a surrounding whole. You see, for us as nursing faculty, it's not enough to simply educate you. Our interest has been in fostering you into the greater whole of what it means to be a nurse. This is not an easy process. It started with wide-eyed acceptance of everything we said, and then quickly transitioned to countless questions, test challenges, and frustrations. Those dark days and early mornings of care planning and endless clinical research were seen as some sort of Machiavellian rite of passage. We asked you to trust us. You were wary. We persisted. That rite of passage gave way to new challenges. We asked more of you. Think like a nurse. You were unsure. Again, we asked you to trust us. We could see you evolving and discovering who you are as a nurse. You shared your stories. You heard our voices in your head. Your nursing values began to solidify as we asked you to take ownership and accountability for your practice. You became the nurse. What is embedded in you is our hopes and dreams for the future of our profession. You carry in you the ability to transport us into that future, not just as mirrors of what you have learned here, but embedded with a nursing consciousness that goes beyond any one of us as an individual. You are our legacy. What we didn't realize is that while we were busy embedding in you, you embedded in us. We have been changed by you. Your questions and challenges informed our teaching. You offered us insights and perspectives we had not considered. We listened. We bore witness to your successes and failures, your persistence and strength, and we were humbled. We shared both great sadness and, on a day like today, great joy. We carry you forward with us to the next generations of students. Together, we are entwined and embedded in the greater whole of nursing. We are no longer student and instructor, but nursing colleagues. We could not ask for any greater culmination of our efforts. So on behalf of the nursing faculty, congratulations, class of 2017.
Representing the class of 2017 to share the perspective of nursing school from the student viewpoint will be Taylor Tucker and Dustin Cartagena. First up is Taylor Tucker.
Welcome and thank you for being here to witness the last chapter of nursing school close and the next chapter our lives begin. I know that a lot of our audience has either gone to nursing school, is planning to go to nursing school, or could seriously sit for the boards because you've lived with someone who's gone to nursing school. As many of you guys know, nursing school is no joke, and for the graduating class of 2017, it's been an absolute roller coaster. Not like those kiddie roller coasters that just go around in circles. Not those. I'm talking about the roller coaster that comes off the track, goes flying in through the air, lands in the Pacific Ocean, keeps spinning out of control into the Bermuda Triangle, manages somehow to get itself out of the Bermuda Triangle. Then we MacGyver our way out, launch ourselves back to shore, and cross the finish line together. These students I stand here representing did all that. In fact, in 2 short years, together we've welcomed numerous babies. We've lost a mother, a brother, a mother-in-law, and an instructor. We've felt sorrow, happiness, numbness, elation, and occasionally some relief. We have felt humbled and been impressed. We have been missed. We have felt guilty, exhausted, and more. But in the end, we are here, and we are what success looks like. There are not enough words to express our gratitude to those of you who supported us, held us, quizzed us, stayed up late studying with us, ate ramen noodles with us, searched the couch for pennies just to buy milk, stood in line at the welfare office just so we could borrow a pen to do our homework. Those of you who took your shirts off their back, your backs, so that we could practice listening to lung sounds. And those of you who taught us and showed up every day, even though we prayed that they would call in sick. So we could have one more day to study. We are becoming nurses to help people, to save lives, to be involved in our community. Well, we have saved lives. In fact, one of our students, my co-president, did in fact save a life this year. Yesterday in the mail, I received a Heart Saver Hero Award for Nicole Cusco, who successfully did CPR on a person. The American Heart Association recognizes anyone who has done CPR and successfully saved a life. While I know you prefer to be the silent hero, I felt necessary to share with the world that CPR works and saves lives. If I may tell a brief story about one of our instructors that we hold close. I consider this instructor a mentor, and this past November I found myself telling her all about nursing school and how difficult it was. She said nothing. I told her about the exam I took and how I studied until my brain hurt. She remained silent. I began to cry when I told her about a patient I took care of and how they were dying. Still, she said nothing. I told her about the things that made me laugh about school and each of my classmates and how we play a part in each other's lives. Again, not a sound, but I knew she was listening because I saw her eyes well up with tears. It was then that I realized all of these things were teaching me and my classmates how to be a nurse. As we raced against time to reunite her with her family, to live out what would be about 48 more hours, I wiped the tears from her eyes. I squeezed her hand and I told her this. Karen Randolph, you helped teach us how to be nurses. You showed us by example what it means to have compassion, humility, humor, understanding, love, and how to honor not only the living, but the dying and the dead. I urge my classmates to become the legacy that Karen lived every day. And at the beginning of each day, please say to yourself, I am Karen, so that her memory, her work, her legacy lives on. I am Karen. Thank you.
Okay, Karen would say breathe, and we probably need a joke about now. The next student speaker is Dustin Cartagena.
Good morning. Today we want to celebrate not only our achievement of completing nursing school, but we also want to celebrate the unwavering efforts of the individuals who have been instrumental to our success stories. Let me share with you how my mom inspired, mentored, and supported my journey of becoming a nurse. When I was 6 years old, my mom worked as a public health nurse in a rural city in the Philippines. Though I did not understand what exactly she did, I understood and remember the patient's expressions of gratitude and appreciation and my mom's fulfillment of helping people. My mom also served as my mentor, and perhaps the most important lesson I learned from her was that nursing is a profession of service and compassion. She believed that compassion enables the nurse to serve and care for people at their most vulnerable and weakest state. Lastly, my mom was my biggest supporter. My mom talked about my achievements to practically everyone she knew. I did not need Facebook because she updated everyone about what I was doing. She was proudest of my smallest and biggest achievements and considered nursing school as my biggest achievement to date. So when I lost my mom last year to her battle with cancer in the middle of this nursing program, I hesitated continuing to become a nurse. I lost my inspiration. I lost my teacher. And I lost my biggest supporter. Many thoughts came through my head. Emotions overwhelmed me. Until I remembered, at 4 in the morning, a week before she passed, in the emergency room, she told me, "I'm not ready just yet, because I want to see you graduate and do well in nursing school." Unknowing of what was to happen the week after, I made a promise to do well in nursing school and to graduate nursing school. Today, I stand on this stage as a promise fulfilled, a success story because of my mom, my family and friends who have aided me through this long and difficult journey. With that being said, I am only one of the 41 success stories that we are celebrating today. At this point, I would like to ask my classmates to stand up, to face their family and friends in the audience, and let's all give them a round of applause. Thank you. You may be seated. Words or gestures cannot describe our gratitude for molding and mending us to who we are today. I would also like to thank Cuesta College, administration, faculty, and staff, and all the clinical facilities for our nursing education and preparing us to become registered nurses. In closing, I say to all of our family and friends, be proud, not only of us, but yourselves, because you have made us the success stories we are today. Thank you.
Okay. The class of 2017 has created a slideshow of meaningful memories representing their 2 years in the nursing program. We invite you to sit back and experience a small portion of what it takes in the classroom and clinical setting to become a nurse.
Celebrate and have a good time, yeah. yeah.
Yeah.
and a turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You gave me faith 'cause you believe.
Okay. Today, each graduate will walk proudly across the stage and receive a white satin nursing stole and nursing pin. The white satin nursing stole has green embroidery that elegantly displays RN Class of 2017 on the left sash, accompanied by the name Cuesta College on the right. White is traditionally known as the universal symbol that characterizes humanity, knowledge, comfort, hygiene, and caring that infuses the work and spirit of nursing. The nursing pin is a time-honored tradition that signifies the nursing student's official passage into the nursing profession. The history of pinning can be traced back to the Crusades of the 12th century, when knights and monks who tended to injured and sick were given a cross, and to Florence Nightingale, who was considered the founder of nursing and was awarded a Red Cross in recognition for her service to injured soldiers during the Crimean War. As we get ready to present the graduating class with their white satin stoles and nursing pins, please know that this is a photo opportunity for you, their family members. We welcome you to come quietly to the front of the stage to be able to take a photo of your student, so right up front here. However, the class will receive their pins in alphabetical order, so you can anticipate when they're coming. Once your graduate has walked across the stage, we kindly want you to return to your seat and make way for the next paparazzi to come in. Awarding the white satin stoles will be faculty members Antonia Torrey and Monica Millard. Calling names will be faculty member Rick Staley. And placing the nursing pin on each student's stole will be Kiff Mills. In addition to the pins and the stoles, we have two certificates that these graduates will be receiving. Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham has given us certificates to pass out, and Diane Berkey will be giving them those certificates, and Ursula Bishop, our RN Success Specialist, will be giving each student their certificate of nursing course completion.
Betsy Lee Betancourt. Joel Briones. Erica Sue Brown. Patricia Lee Burr. Holly Leah Bushy. Dustin Cartagena. Julie Dravinsky. Allison Edwards. Stephen Eddy. Angela Christine Fickner. Aaron Forbush. Evan Frey. Trevin Fry. Lisa Hagedorn. Jesse Harsh. Ashley Danielle Hook. Annabelle Hutton. Craig Jacobson. Melissa Jones. Katia Kotina. Christine Louise Kish. Nicole Cusco. Miles William Lamon. Olivia Brenna Lovejoy. Marissa Ann Mangi. Stacy Martinelli. Maren Masterson. Stephanie Brianna McSween. Andrew Miller. Ophelia Montoya. Catherine Nicole Moody. Calandra Park. Ariana Rickenbacker. Greg Rumbaugh. Julie Schneider. Allison Scott. Taylor Tucker. Melissa Diane Ward. Lisa Wetzler. Carlene Wire.
We are rapidly approaching the time when we release these student nurses into our nursing profession. We would like to do this in a manner that honors and includes our nursing community. We ask all the nurses here today to come forward and make two pathways on each side of the white chairs for these nursing students to walk through as they exit the ceremony, transitioning them from the world of nursing to graduate nurse and the newest members of our profession. Okay, so the nurses come down and make two rows on each side of the white chairs. It'll be a pathway or a tunnel for the nursing students to go under when they exit. Okay, are we ready? All nurses in place? Okay. I think they're ready. Okay, nursing class of 2017, please stand and face forward to look at your nursing faculty and thank them one last time from the eyes of a nursing student. The nursing faculty and I would like to say this to you. It has been our pleasure to watch you learn and accomplish things that you once thought impossible. You have gained the assertiveness and confidence to perform one of the most noble professions in the world, nursing. We are proud to welcome you into our profession. And I do have to sidestep for one moment and take a dual role here because not only am I the director of all of these very, very proud and wonderful nursing students, but one of them is my daughter. So I am welcoming my own daughter into the nursing profession today. Okay, okay, we're back on script. The faculty will now place themselves at the front of the pathway you will be exiting through to symbolize your bridge from student nurse to nursing community. You are entering a profession where coworkers become family. You will develop unshakable trust and friendships that will last a lifetime with your fellow nurses. Embrace this. Okay, faculty. Okay, class of 2017, now turn and face the audience. Distinguished guests of our community, I am proud and honored to present you the nursing class of 2017. Class dismissed.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.